Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Is The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. PGA Championship starting up tomorrow. Astros baseball tonight, LeBron versus Steph tonight, the play-in game, the other play-in game too, nobody cares about. That's probably the first one though, right? Playing the Lakers will be the second game?
Yeah, the Grizz and the Spurs is game one.
Grizz, Spurs, game one. That's ESPN too. They get the West and TNT gets the East?
Yes.
They did, these little people that Lance is obsessed with.
Yeah.
I'm watching Hornswoggle versus the strongest little person in the world right now, and it is a blowout.
So these little people that are now, these Russian little people that are just now taking the world by storm, they put Shaq's and Charles Barkley's face on them, and they had Ernie
is the guy holding them apart.
Yeah, Ernie's holding them apart. So we got a lot of good stuff coming up. This story is out. This came out at the PGA Championship this week. Sung J Im, 12th ranked golfer in the world. He is from Korea. Apparently, he's going to the Olympics. He's their highest ranked golfer. So he is going to go to the Olympics. And if he wins a medal, he doesn't have to serve in the 2 years in the military.
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't win a medal, he's got to serve. Yeah. It's apparently every South Korean between the ages of 18 and 28 have to serve 2 years. And unless you win an Olympic medal, then you don't have to serve.
Yeah, you get a prize.
You're exempt.
For bringing honor to the country.
Yes, you bring great honor. John Rahm heard about this. He said, seriously? Well, I would say if we're fighting for fourth and third place, I'm open for bribing. If he needs me to make a three putt in the last hole, we can always talk about it. I like Korean food.
Mm.
We can always talk about it.
He will get bribed by Korean food? That's enough?
That's enough?
To throw a medal?
Did you see John Rahm?
No.
He likes his food.
Okay.
He's a big guy. He likes his food.
But has he ever won an Olympic medal before?
You know, when I was in Spain, I went to University of Barcelona for a year. Every 18-year-old has to go directly. As soon as you graduate high school, you have to go directly to the military for 2 years.
Doesn't Israel have some? I don't know about 18. Don't you have to serve if you're?
Is that it?
Is in Israel as well?
I don't know.
You owe your country military service.
There are mandatory service to the military, and it was in Spain too. And that's awful.
Well, we had a draft here, as opposed to just being hey. It's your time. I guess it was more of a lottery, but it happened here at one point where, depending on the number you caught.
That's right.
Yeah. National military service is mandatory for all Israeli citizens over the age of 18. Citizens are exempted. There are ways to be exempt, but for religious or psychological or physical grounds. But yeah, if you were born there and you're in Israel, religious? You're serving.
Because aren't most all Israelis Jewish?
Citizens are, although Arab, but not, I don't know if it's Druze or Druze, citizens are exempt if they so please, and other exceptions may be made on religious, physical, or psychological grounds. So I guess there are some religious ways not to serve.
Okay. All right. Right now, talking about Israel and...
Yeah, it's a little sensitive over there right now.
Yes. I don't... I, that's...
I'm just telling you.
Let's go back to Korea.
I'm just telling you the rules.
Yeah.
Not what side I'm on or anything like
no,
that.
No. I know. But you lose your job over at, who was the guy that got fired from, was it Sports Illustrated?
Or CNN.
Or CNN.
Yes.
Yeah, CNN lost his job because he was tweeting out stuff about the conflict.
Yes.
Speaking of conflicts, how about, I mean, I don't know if I agree, and Matt Nagy, he's already announced that Andy Dalton is the starter. Andy's the starter, and he's going to get the one reps. And you know he's putting Justin Fields on the back burner.
Why? What's the point? What loyalty do you have to Andy Dalton?
And especially since you got to keep your job.
Yeah, but he's setting himself up where there's nothing Justin Fields could do to win that job.
Yeah,
is that what he's saying?
He's getting the one reps. Justin Fields says, "I'm going to do everything I can to get that starting job." He says, "You know, if you're not here to win to start, then why are you here? You shouldn't be here if you don't want to start. I want to start. I think everybody on our team should be striving for a starting job. If you're not, then there's no reason for you to be here. So, of course, I'm going to do everything I can to get that starting job." Man, Justin Fields is you traded up one of the best college quarterbacks in the country. I understand Andy Dalton has all these years, and he's
but
made
not
the playoffs,
with you.
But no. What do you? You gave him $10 million. You know who Andy Dalton should be? Matt Flynn.
That's what you should hope for.
Yeah.
That Justin Fields, his talent and his play is so undeniable, you're forced to play him.
Yeah.
You may not want to make it easy on him, but why not make it a fair shot?
The year Russell Wilson was drafted, they gave Matt Flynn
a multi-year deal, not even a one-year deal. Yeah. Multi-year
and
deal
it was
for money.
It was big money. It was good money.
Yes.
He came from the Packers. He started a game
against
once.
The Lions and lit him up, and they decided to give him a deal.
And so they gave him a big deal, and yet, you know, Russell Wilson walked in there and won the job. He, you know, Andy Dalton is nice and everything else, but this is your future. I'm catching it.
Who are you catching from? Somebody from Katy? Talking about Andy Dalton that way?
Well, he said Alex Smith. Mahomes sat behind Smith for a year. First of all,
they were a playoff. Well, they were a better playoff team than the Bears were. And Alex Smith had some pelts on the wall.
Yeah, Alex Smith.
He was their quarterback.
He was their quarterback when, yeah. And they weren't worried about losing. The general manager and the head coach weren't worried about losing their jobs.
Yeah, Alex Smith.
Because this is it.
Yeah, Alex Smith.
For Pace and Nagy.
I don't know if they had won a playoff game at the time because the Chiefs had struggled. They blew a lead against the Colts. I'm not sure if that was the previous year. But they had been in the playoffs with Alex Smith. He wasn't a new free agent. It's more like the Seattle situation.
Yeah.
Where they brought
it's much more like
that. Yeah. And they said, wait a minute, let's just play the rookie.
Now Andy Dalton has had a much better career than Matt Flynn did
at
the time.
But recently, what we've seen from Andy Dalton, you would say, why are we guaranteeing him anything?
Alex Smith had done nothing but lose in San Francisco. That's not true.
He was.
And he took him to the playoffs.
He was, I think, multiple times.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if they had won a game, but he was an established entrenched starter, and they still drafted Mahomes.
Alex Smith won everywhere. Alex Smith had, in San Francisco, I think he had a different coordinator every year.
Early in his career,
and he won.
Yeah.
And he won.
Alex Smith was 38 and 36 at San Francisco.
And he, yes, with a different offense, offensive coordinator
first
every
three
year.
Years were losing, all losing years. Fourth year was
he got injured.
Fifth year was losing. He had a 13-3 year, which kind of.
Then
he got
and
in
what about
favor.
In Kansas City?
Well, I'm looking at it. When did Mahomes, he was the Deshaun draft. What was that draft? 16, 17? Was it 17?
Would have been 17 because Deshaun got hurt. Astros
he
won.
Was way better was in Kansas
17.
City.
So Alex,
way better in
he
Kansas
was good
City
in Kansas City.
Yeah, the point is Alex Smith in his years before they drafted Mahomes, 11-4, 8-7, 11-5, 11-4, and then I think they drafted Mahomes in 17. He went 9-6 and he sat out a game. So Alex Smith had three double-digit win seasons in KC before Mahomes was even drafted. It's not the same thing.
Yeah. If they want to keep their jobs, they want to sit Fields. Well, this is the agent for Andy Dalton talking.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. Listen, stop already. Stop. stop already. Because if they want to keep their jobs, Justin Fields has to play and play great. Okay, that's what has to happen. Andy Dalton is listen. In a lot of instances, it works that the guy sits behind a veteran, and it works out fine. It's really it actually does work out. In some instances, though, you got to play the young guy, and you got to hope that he plays well. And if he shows well in the preseason, you can't sit him. You gave up too much for him, and there's too much on the line. You got to have the guy that's going to be your future on the field. I don't know. Of course, I can't listen to his agent about it. Come on.
You should have let us know that and then realize, hey, we're just not going to listen to what you have to say here.
You might have
a bit of a bias.
You might be a little biased on this one.
You should ask, how did the agent feel when they drafted Justin Fields?
He couldn't have felt great.
He couldn't have felt great about
QB1, about the situation for QB1. 1013 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, the number. If you'd like to get in here, 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5.
I'm in love with the cocoa. I'm in love with the cocoa.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, Del is thrilled. Miami, Alabama, 2:30.
Well, I mean, I knew the game would have got one of the slots. I'm not thrilled. I understand it because you got a likely top five matchup. I'm assuming Georgia and Clemson will be top five.
Georgia Clemson is 7:30.
So they got the prime time slot. Miami Alabama got the lead into that. That's fine. I mean, some people are like, what? You got Georgia Clemson are playing. Of course they're going to be the prime time matchup.
Yeah. Alabama Miami 2:30. Clemson Georgia is at 7:30. 6:30 local. Notre Dame at Florida State is the Sunday night game.
Florida State can get embarrassed again on national TV to start the season.
And then Louisville, Mississippi. That's the best game for Labor Day?
Yeah, it seems like, well, the Mercedes Stadium has the Chick-fil-A kickoff stuff. So they got their primetime matchup on Saturday. Then they got the runoff on Monday. Here, you take that. You got your Miami, Alabama. You want another one? You take this one.
Texas at Arkansas is September 11th. That's the ESPN 6 o'clock game.
That's the week after, right?
That's the week after. Saturday, September 11th. Washington at Michigan also. That's an ABC game at 6:30. And then the 18th, Auburn at Penn State. Is the ABC game.
We got certainly some time, but I can't wait for a normal college football season.
Yeah.
Like
with are the stands going to be full?
Yes. If we're going to, baseball's doing it. We're going to be in the South, please.
Yeah. No question.
Be full houses everywhere.
No question.
So that the environment, look, I love the game, but something was lacking last year. The national title game, it wasn't close, but the environment was lacking. It was, 15,000-20,000 people there? It's going to be different. The crowds will be back, so that'll be cool.
It's going to be so much fun. So much fun to have college football back and full stadiums. You don't go to games.
I might go to a Cougs game, depending on the schedule. I'm not going to Atlanta for the Miami game.
No.
Alabama game.
I'll go to LSU for a game this year. I wasn't going when you couldn't even tailgate.
Yeah, what's the point? For that terrible team?
No. Are you kidding me? While I'm doing this, I'm actually making golf bets on my bookie.
You're a degenerate.
I am. Thank you. Thank you. You recognize.
I recognize
thank you for
what
recognizing.
You are. I see you, John. Uh-huh. I see who you are.
I gotta if I hit these, I'm getting some good odds on it.
You haven't started planning your college football trips with the boys where you guys want to go this year? I know you said an LSU game. Anything else you want to see?
No. Like, you never know. Go up to Oklahoma State for a game. TCU for a game.
Is Bedlam in Stillwater this year?
In Stillwater this year.
It's good. So they can lose in front of their fans this year.
Yeah. I don't know that they're going to be all that this year.
What? Spencer Sanders is back.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently, John Paul Richardson, Bucky's son, is looking really good. He's a freshman.
Where?
At Oklahoma State.
How did he wind up there, not A&M?
He just liked Oklahoma State better.
Jimbo was like, ain't good enough to play here. Beat it.
Well, kid can play.
I'm not saying he can't.
He looked really good this spring.
I'm not saying he can't, but I'm saying, isn't that the legacy? Don't you wind up at the school?
You just go wherever. You go wherever.
Jimbo was like, we're recruiting at a different level now, kid.
Stop.
What? What do you mean stop?
If the kid can play, the kid can play.
Well,
and the kid can play.
You can play, but then
Oh no, he had all kinds of offers all over the place.
Let's see the profile. Yeah.
No, I think he had 30 some offers.
But did he have SEC's type offers from the big schools?
Well, let's take a look.
I'm looking at it. Oklahoma State, Arizona, Arkansas before the new one. I forgot the guy's name. The new one. Sam Pittman got there. Georgia Tech, Houston. Yeah. Jimbo's like, you can't play here, buddy.
Oh, I hope he turns into an All-American.
This the past class. So it was when Sam Pittman was there. Jimbo might be wrong. It's not like Jimbo, not like the A&M.
No, they miss on guys all the time.
Yeah, not like the A&M receivers are great.
He's a smaller white guy. He's a slot receiver.
Well, Oklahoma State has had those guys before. So Ryan Swope played at A&M. It's like you can't play there.
What was his name? Stoner just left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the kid can't play. I'm just saying Jimbo is like, come on now.
Oh, watch.
Maybe he's wrong. Look, maybe
Hunter Renfro do anything?
Jimbo could very well be wrong. I'm just telling you, Jimbo is
Hunter Renfro ever do anything?
Look, I said Jimbo could be wrong. What I'm saying is Jimbo and A&M are recruiting at a level where John Paul Richardson doesn't get a look.
He's going to regret that.
Maybe.
Let's go, John Paul. Kick some ass.
Wait a minute. John Paul Richardson, now I know why his face is familiar. One of our interns dated him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why the face looks familiar.
Yeah, Lee's daughter.
Yeah, I don't know her last name or her name. But that's why he looks familiar.
Yeah.
And he's Bucky's kid?
Yeah, that's Bucky's son.
And he's a freshman. Did they start enrolling already? For the new class?
Oh, yeah. He was there in the spring.
Okay.
Yeah, he left high school early, and he was there this spring, and he looked really good. Actually, there was an article out about him that he might be the next – he and some other guy are going to be competing for
the next white slot receiver at Oklahoma. No, was that how the article was titled?
No, the guys, young guys that are going to contribute this year. Yeah. 713-780-3776. The bullpen blew it yesterday. Giving up runs in the 7th, 8th, and 9th after Javier gave up a run in the 6th to tie it up. But the Astros bounced back, scored 2 in the 7th, and then they came up with 3 to win the game. The Astros bullpen is, well, it's going to get better as soon as you get some guys back, although it's not encouraging. Odorizzi threw 3 innings yesterday and gave up 4 runs. So that wasn't exactly what you were looking for in Odorizzi coming back. Odorizzi has not been good so far this season. Apparently Taylor is throwing now. Baez is throwing. So there it looks like there's help on the way. Fromber's throwing. I don't know when Urquidy's going to come back. He's on the DL. But hopefully that shoulder injury isn't going to be too much. But that's 3 starters that changed this entire rotation. When Urquidy, Odorizzi, and Fromm, if Odorizzi is a starter.
Are we hoping Odorizzi isn't in the rotation?
I don't know. I want Odorizzi from a couple of years ago, yeah. I want him in that rotation.
But there's no evidence that we're going to see that guy.
We haven't seen
that
yet.
No.
No. Baez, that sure would be nice to hear from a guy who you signed to nice money this offseason, actually showed up. He actually came. I mean, he must have had it bad. This was allegedly COVID, all COVID related. I mean, dude, man, I hope you're still breathing. I hope you're all, dude, this is a long time now that you've been out. Maybe he was really weak or whatever, but apparently it was COVID related. Maybe he was just opting out and decided, now I'll come and pitch. I don't know. Whatever the case may be, it'll be nice to have him there since the thought was he could possibly be the closer this year. No, but even if he's seventh or eighth inning guy, man, that'll bolster you. Hey, he's now he hasn't pitched in a while. Now we'll see how he comes back.
Look, we've seen the effects, and sometimes it's guys are back pretty quickly. Other guys struggle. Didn't the Red Sox have a pitcher who he just couldn't pitch? And I mean, I don't know if he's back this year, but they had a pitcher last year who was struggling so much he just had to step away from baseball and try to get better. I mean, I was reading something. Kendrick Nunn, who's a guard for the Heat, he struggled in the bubble because he said, "Hey, my symptoms were far worse than a lot of other guys who've had it. It just takes people differently."
Well, yeah, and sometimes it affects, like, it could affect your lungs.
Jason Tatum says he still breathes different.
Yeah, so. Right. So maybe he had it bad, but sure, it would be nice to get him in here if he can pitch like he did for years with the Dodgers. Or Katie apparently threw off flat ground and came out of it great, according to Dusty. So he's going to get a chance off the mound in the next few days. It'd be nice to have him back as well. And hey, listen, you're doing this and you just broke up a six-game win streak?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, five or six, what was it, six?
Six,
I believe. Six-game win streak? I mean, yeah, okay. It's a loss. You take some L's. But that was one that you could have had.
So the loss that really should have been a win. You should have been in first place in the division after last night.
Yeah. I mean, it's at the first place team. I think this is a tough stretch. Other than the Rangers for three games this week, you got a 3-week span here of playing good baseball teams. Yeah. So your bullpen is going to have to step up.
Yeah, and the Red Sox pitcher was Eduardo Rodriguez. He's back pitching back in the rotation for the Red Sox. He had myocarditis, so a heart issue stemming from COVID, so he had to step away, but he's back. Didn't pitch well last night, but he's back in the rotation.
Yeah, well, it's going to take some time, obviously.
Yeah.
1027 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. I want to talk to you. I don't know if you heard just a little while ago, Laura Beavers was on one of the commercials, and she was talking about HR&P, and she was talking about what they do. If you have any questions about HR&P, you can call up here and ask Laura about it. You can ask her about what HR&P does, how well they do it for us. You know, she will, and I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm going to break it to you. She is going to highly recommend them because they make her life so much easier. She really, really, it is a lifesaver for your CFO, how well they do their professionalism. Everything about them, everything that they do for our company, be it the PPPs, the small business loans, for the unemployment claims, for taxes, Affordable Care Act, for our HR, for our payroll. I mean, they can't be more professional, can't be better at what they do. You will love them. And in the long run, I know if you get bids from other companies, in the long run, you save money with HR&P because they don't force you to take the benefits packages that the other companies do. So if you're looking for the best way to get your HR and your payroll, and then you get to choose your stuff benefits-wise with HR&P, all you got to do is go to hrp.net, 281-880-6525 or hrp.net.
Going to answer that?
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit hrp.net for help. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
John, do you think you can find odds for breaking the record for most no-hitters in a season? Because the modern era, the number is 7. Overall, it's 8, but that happened in like 1884. And right now, we have 5.
We're 5.
Yeah. In the modern era, it's 7 no-hitters in a season. And the Astros have only played 42 games, and there's already 5 of them.
Well,
is there a place you can find that bet?
In this era, I think you're going to find, aren't you going to find that more and more now? because it's home run or strikeout now. Pitchers are so far.
But we combine it with pitchers not, well, at least Astro pitchers not going deep in games. But and now we have, and so specialization of pitchers, but five no-hitters in the first 42 games of a season?
Five no-hitters.
Like, I don't know who's played the most games, but the Astros, I think, have played 42. So that's five, when the record is seven in the modern era.
I mean, you take a look at the averages right now. The Seattle Mariners as a team, they're hitting 199.
That's awful.
How the Brewers, 212. The Indians, 212. The Tigers, 222. Oakland, 224. Braves, 225. It's awful. The hitting is awful. The Astros lead the league with a 268 average. I'm going to have to look in years past. All major 2020. I'm going to go back to, let's go back to 18 regular season and see how many teams. And the worst team in the league hit 234.
The Mariners are 190.
199. The Astros hit 255. The best team in the league hit 268, which is where the Astros are right now. Just a random year. Let's see, 2019. 274 the Astros hit. The worst team in the league, 236. There are how many teams this year under 236? There are, oh my goodness, under 236, which was the worst in the league, there are 15 teams under what the worst team in the league was in 2019. Half the league is hitting worse than the worst team 2 years ago.
And you think it's all about approach?
I do. I think it's all, you got a homer or a homer or strikeout. And the shift has hurt a lot of average. For whatever reason, pitching is way ahead of hitting. I mean, that is awful. Just awful. And this is baseball now. This is what we're watching now. Is it? I mean, all the sports has changed. Look at the NBA, how different it is. Right now, is football that different than it was?
Well, passing league. If two back sets and a fullback are no longer a thing, really?
No.
I mean, the game itself, you're still running, blocking, hitting, but there is there's a different approach. Like, we remember when Nick Saban, and he's changed his tune certainly, but when he said, oh, are you guys sure you want it this way? People thought, in terms of the way the passing game was taken over, people thought he was upset about the change. It seems like he was like, if you guys want me to play this way, we'll do it. And we'll just kick your ass this way too.
And guess what?
He's done it.
And he's done it. Yeah. And guess what? He's kicking everybody's ass.
Yeah. So Nick Saban's adapted. So football certainly.
But we still see defense.
True.
We and defense, do. If you want to know, doesn't defense still, the better defensive team, normally win the Super Bowl?
Well, we saw a pass rush take over in the Super Bowl, certainly. Kansas City couldn't block Tampa Bay, yeah. And that was all. That was it.
Yeah. I mean, who had the better offensive team? The Chiefs.
Yes, but except that they lost their tackles. And then that certainly evened it out, and Tampa Bay just got after them, and they couldn't block anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have distinct advantages at certain positions, like if you can rush the passer, yes, that is a way to even out everything. And we saw that with the Bucks. Well, we've seen it with the Giants, what they did to Tom Brady in the opposite way for Tom Brady. So defense can still affect the game, particularly in those games.
Yeah. So runs, as far as Jackie says, yeah, average is way down. But it does it. Listen, it changes the game, doesn't it? So 126 is the lowest times four. That's about 500. Runs are down too. Tigers scored 582 just a couple of years ago. So, runs are down too. Let's see, we're a quarter of the way through the season. 221. Yeah, that's going to be, the Astros lead the league with 221, which is on pace for 880. 2 years ago, it was 940. So runs are down too. So it's just not, you're, this approach is changed the game.
So even the approach of trying to hit long balls is actually, you're not even more productive.
No.
No.
You're not even close. I mean, you got, when you're trying to hit it as hard as you can, you're not trying to get on base, you're not trying to score runs. You're just trying to hit it as hard as you possibly can. Exit velo is so important.
You know, it's that strategy is weird because every time we hear managers talk about a tough lineup, it's like, well, they worked us. Like if a pitcher kind of struggles later, well, they worked those at bats. They kept seeing things and they finally got pitches. So why wouldn't that be your approach all the time if it clearly has a negative effect on the pitches you face? Why wouldn't you look to play for contact,
right,
work counts, and make these guys work on the mound?
It's just unbelievable to me that you don't, when the shift is on, that you can't hit to the other side. You can't hit the
it
other way.
It does seem like, it seems like a very simple thing. Like if there's like the, I guess the third baseman's is at, practically at second base, why couldn't you just, particularly if you're a pull hitter, just hit it the opposite way and that's you're on base, easy.
I mean, there were guys back in the day that couldn't go, you know, they were pull hitters. Dave Kingman's, and, you know, they were just, that's what they were, and you knew what they were. And Dave Kingman was going to hit 225, but he was going to hit 35 homers. And that's what he did. That's what Dave Kingman did. But not everybody was Rod Carew or Pete Rose or, you know, Tony Gwynn. But guys could go the other way.
You think of...
You can't... Did you notice Brantley? Brantley now, you can't put the shift on him anymore. You know why? Because Michael Brantley's a professional hitter. Michael Brantley is an old-school hitter that can go the other way. And you just don't have those guys. Everybody's just up there mashing. I mean, swing as hard as you can and hope that you line it somewhere
or
you lift it out of the park.
Yeah.
Everything is about... Kyle Tucker wasn't hitting, but he was, you know, his exit velo was still excellent. He was just hitting into a lot of bad luck. But go the other way. Try going the other way.
We don't do that here. I don't know if you've heard.
We ain't doing that. I mean, no, pitchers are way ahead. Will this so the most no hitters?
Most no hitters ever in a season was 8, but that's 1884. The modern era, they say since 1900 is 7. And that happened, I think, the last time it happened was 2015.
And look who we got throwing them. Spencer Turnbull?
Yeah.
What is a Spencer Turnbull? Never heard of him.
I mean,
it ain't like, you know, Verlander and you know, Greinke, you know, Scherzer, and whomever. It's Spencer Turnbull that's throwing no-hitters. And, you know,
I'm trying to find all the other guys. Joe Musgrove threw one. It was okay. It's still Joe Musgrove.
It's Joe Musgrove.
Carlos Rodon threw one. John Means threw one. Wade Miley threw one.
Wade Miley.
And then Madison Bumgarner threw one. Wade Miley threw one.
Madison Bumgarner is on the back nine, okay?
Yeah.
Madison Bumgarner is on,
and he's
on,
only,
on number 16.
And he's
out of
only
18
like
holes.
31.
Yeah, but he's not that same guy.
I get it.
That was dominating.
Because
was winning the World Series every three.
No, I know.
Every other
year. We had this discussion. We didn't realize he was only 31 years old, but he was a starting pitcher in Major League Baseball at 20. He's been around a long time.
No, he's been around a long time. And he was winning World Series. He ain't that guy no more.
No.
He just ain't that guy. So, yeah, the game has obviously changed. But Lance and I were talking about during the break. It's so hard to watch the NBA right now. It's just so hard to watch it.
This has been a bad year product-wise. I don't think... Look, they wanted to get back on schedule because that's why they force-fed 72 into a compacted schedule, because they want to get back where they can start their season in October and get back to the 82. But it's certainly hurt the product. From injuries to having to rest guys because you're afraid of injuries, and then even the play-in, which was supposed to bring an added level of excitement to the last 10 or 12 games, 20 games of the schedule, which it had as far as trying to get in, but the playing games were awful to start. We'll see if we get better games tonight. The product has been bad, partly because the players are like, man, I don't want to just play in this stupid season. Get me out of here.
1041 ESPN 97.5. We got one segment left. We call it News of the Weird. You do not want to miss that.
ESPN
97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
South Carolina man, Del, is in a little bit of trouble. Police report says that he doused his girlfriend with a bucket of urine. It happened at 3:15 in the morning. The 27-year-old victim said she did have urine-soaked clothes. My question is, why do you have a bucket of urine?
Was he just waiting for her to piss him off again? Or did he... Because a bucket implies that either you don't have a working toilet,
yeah,
or this was premeditated, you kept pissing in a bucket to make sure you had enough for when she crossed you one more time.
He called her a bunch of profanities. He grabbed a bucket he uses to relieve himself with and threw it at her.
There it is.
This can only happen in South Carolina.
May not have a working toilet.
Right. That's what she should call the cops about.
Honestly, if you are with someone, if you're in a relationship with someone who doesn't have a working toilet, isn't it just a no-go? Wouldn't you just be like, nah? Yeah. Like if I walked over, like if I was dating someone and I went to their house, and unless their toilet just broke down and the super can't hasn't fixed it yet, you just go through life without a working toilet. This can't work.
Mm-hmm. No, this listen. I'm out of here. You don't have to throw that bucket. You just have to have a bucket that you pee in. I'm out.
I don't need you to pour urine over me for me to leave. Like on Sunday, this for whatever reason the building turned the water off here, so I walk into the bathroom. And none of the toilets were flushed. And as if you can imagine on the weekend with our radio guys here, I'm implying was the problem.
Yeah, no.
I'm not dealing with that with someone I'm dating.
No, that's your every day? No.
Yeah.
Apparently, Del, okay, we got to go through metal detectors, right? We got to take our laptops out. We go through screens and everything else.
Take your shoes off.
Next step for the airlines, weighing passengers.
I seen it.
Weighing passengers. Do you think that a lot of passengers are going to want to get weighed?
They already do. If you're too big, you have to buy a second seat, right?
Yeah.
This is just the logical next step. Are they going to have a weight limit for plane rides now?
Yeah.
I wonder what the weight limit is going to be. Like if you are, is it like, because it can't just be like a measurement, right? If you're 6'4 and 320, it's a little different than 5'11 and 320. So it has to be just about weight, right?
No, it's just about weight.
Yeah. So
because you got to know how heavy, all the luggage is, how heavy the passengers are.
So if you're, let's say you're a college football player flying home, can you not get on the plane if you're an offensive lineman size? How does that work?
Well, sorry, we already hit our weight limit.
We're full, so you can't get on?
You can't get on.
It's going to be rough.
No. We've got how many full planes have we had with all the luggage and everything else?
And now
we're going to start worrying about this?
What about
all the planes?
Are the airlines trying to screw us over? I wonder if there's like, hey, if you weigh a certain amount, we're going to charge you extra. I wonder if that's played. I wonder if that's in this deal too.
I'm going to start losing some weight. I want to get charged. And you know, Spirit is going to add that. You know they're adding that on there.
They're going to charge a couple of dollars for every pound for over
every
the
pound
limit.
You're over.
Oh yeah, they'll do it.
Powell, Ohio. Several middle school students are in some trouble, under investigation for allegedly putting bodily fluids into food that was then served to the teachers. Apparently, they were contaminated with urine and semen.
Oh golly, that's so bad.
Do you want to teach?
No.
At a Powell
I don't
middle
teach.
School.
I don't want to teach anywhere. Look, there's a lesson you have to learn. Don't accept food from people. Like, Kobos comes up here. That dude's a business owner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not expecting to hear a story about him like you're just telling me right now. Don't accept food from kids, strangers. No. If it ain't wrapped from a restaurant, I'm out. And don't trust kids. They're barely human.
So, Dell, apparently in Kazakh, in 2004, Katya mauled two people.
What is Katya?
Katya is a name.
No, but mauled two, is it a person or is it an animal?
Well, it's a bear.
Okay.
And got imprisoned for life, but apparently now she's been released after 15 years in the correctional facility of Kastani.
So does Kastani have a bear prison or was it in a human prison?
I don't know if it's an animal prison or it's a person prison, but she was then relocated to a small zoo in North Kazakhstan.
So she's now at Club Fed because of zoos like prison too. They're still
That's
locked
true.
Up. What's the difference?
That's true.
Maybe the cage is a little smaller in the prison. It's still behind bars.
Well, really? Now I'm behind bars. Okay. Really? As opposed to in the zoo bars?
Thanks for releasing me, I guess. Yeah. Oh, you're putting me in jail. So the zoo. No, a different jail.
Yeah. A couple of stories out of Spain, Dell. A Spanish politician has been temporarily suspended by Twitter after saying a man cannot get pregnant.
Twitter suspended him. Why?
Because they have no uterus or eggs.
So what is the issue?
Contreras' comments were in response to an article he shared on the social media platform about a transgender male who announced they were a father after giving birth to a baby girl.
The transgender male, which means born a woman, had a child?
Well, he was actually born a man, but
born a
now
man.
He's a woman, and he had a baby, apparently.
Did he say he fathered the child, or the mother?
He fathered the child.
Well, that's different.
Well, no, father. I don't.
So
it's too confusing.
You sure they were man?
But the Spanish guy.
You sure they're man to woman or woman to man?
No one knows.
No, it's in the article, probably.
Yeah, no one knows.
That would explain quite a bit.
I really.
You didn't read it.
I don't care.
You just read the headline.
Spain moves. How about this? Spain apparently wants to rehabilitate its officials who cannot stop stealing. So apparently, instead of doing any kind, they just want to rehabilitate you if you're a public official and you just can't stop stealing.
Oh, they don't want to put their public officials in jail?
I guess not. They want to rehabilitate.
If I moved to Spain and wasn't voted to public office, as I start stealing, can I be rehabilitated or do I go to jail?
Yeah.
I probably go to
jail. You go to jail.
Oh,
but you're not a public official. Right.
So you're saying a country is allowing, powerful people to get away with stuff?
Apparently.
That's odd.
The law was made by public officials.
Those people as well,
yeah. Right.
Why do they is it an epidemic in Spain where you're talking about like laundering money, right? They're not actually breaking into places.
Yeah. No. This is white collar crime.
Yeah, of course.
Which, it's not as bad.
Nah, no.
Apparently, here in Houston, we made the news. Houston police are asking for help. They have video of a robber robbing a cell phone store at the 2800 block of Collingsworth Street. Male suspect and a female accomplice attempted to purchase a cell phone using the debit card, but they ended up stealing. And apparently, as on his way out, shows him yelling, demanding, and the employee giving him $200, so he dabbed him.
Was it Lance?
It was a fist bump.
They gave him some dap, is what he
dap.
Did. Yeah,
I'm not dap. Dapped.
Yeah.
They dapped.
Well, if you got away with that, and the employee was like, look, here, wouldn't you be like, thanks, buddy. It's the least he could do.
Yeah.
Appreciate you.
A little something. Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate you.
I mean, maybe I was watching Goodfellas last night. Maybe slip the kid a 20.
A little something.
Yeah. Hey, thanks. You made this pretty easy for me. Slip a 20.
Hey, Austin Energy says it's looking at ways to make our next blackout more bearable.
How
about we don't have one?
Yeah, how about that?
How about we buy enough electricity?
Yeah, how about we change the way we do things so that's not an issue?
Yeah. Apparently that's going to happen, Austin Energy says this.
That's not on the table, but we have found
ways. I'm going to help you out a little bit.
Did they give us any ways they're going to make it
No
less?
One cares.
You,
I don't. What I want is no.
No, understood.
But no blackout.
I wonder if their measures to make it more bearable won't make it more bearable.
Yeah.
Probably because electricity will still be out, so it'll still suck.
Yeah. Gwyneth Paltrow, apparently having some problems. Her company's being sued after a man claims her hoo-ha scented candle exploded.
Well,
might have had a.
Go ahead, finish your sentence. Let's see how you work this one out. Go ahead.
Did it get excited? Did the candle get excited?
Let me see. My thought was, wait, that isn't that normally a good thing?
Yeah. Isn't that guy trying to?
Yeah, aren't you supposed
to? Aren't you trying to get that candle yeah. excited?
Hey, what's the matter with you? Why are you complaining? She also caught some heat because maybe the Daily Mail or the Guardian, whatever, one of those UK papers was like, Gwyneth Paltrow broke down and ate bread during the pandemic. What was your lowest point? And everyone's like, screw you, Gwyneth, you ate bread. I lost my job. Gwyneth Paltrow's like, whoa. I didn't couch the statement by going my lowest point was eating bread. I just told people what I did, and then this article made it a headline. She's an easy target, particularly when you make vagina scented candles.
Yes. That's just that whole thing. And by the way, apparently the groom went missing, so the bride married one of the guests.
Look, we had a conversation about how you can't be with your buddy's sister, right, or his mom. Is this crossing the line too?
Well, I don't. It might have been an arranged marriage anyway. It happened in Kanpur, Uttar Pradesh.
So the arranged.
So what's the difference? The arranged show up. What are you doing?
The arranged marriage fell through. So they had a backup.
Yeah,
had an understudy come in.
So, what's the difference?
Either way, it's the first marriage, so it's not going to work out.
It's not. No, sit on his head, so maybe he suffocates. Oh, that happened in Russia. That's
yeah,
Russia.
That didn't happen that in Kanpur.
No, not in Kanpur. No, nothing like that happens there. We're done. Charlie Polillo is next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
ESPN 97.5.